Hi, thanks so much. That's right, it's Mike and Kim, and we're packed. We have a full program of good stuff.
5 whole minutes coming up on your local radio station with the good stuff.
Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have it all. They get information from astute ranchers. They explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction market, and the list goes on. If you want to be connected, you really need to stay in touch. Do it with Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Do you fancy yourself as a pretty good barbecuer, throwing some meat on the grill and having it come out to perfection? Well, the Valentine Chamber of Commerce is going to sponsor the Cadusa Cook-Off for another year in the Valentine City Park. The date is September 6th. They got some fabulous prizes. So if you'd like to join them, go to visitvalentine.com. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come be part of the Cadusa Cook-Off. Again, September 5th and 6th. The cooking actually takes place on the 6th. So challenge the local barbecuers, if that's a word, and go to visitvalentine.com to find out details, or Valentine Chamber of Commerce. Kim, what are you starting with today?
I'm starting with some quotes.
Quotes from who?
Quotes. Well, a variety of people. How's that sound? I'm going to start with a really deep one. Here's from Aesop. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted.
Aesop's Fables. Wasn't that a cartoon?
Was it? No.
There was.
I don't know.
Was there really? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll Google that.
Okay. Or somebody let us know.
Okay. What else do you have?
I'm not sure. My wife has a slight impediment in her speech. Every now and then she stops to breathe.
Oh, gee.
Jimmy Durante said
that.
Oh,
he would say that.
Oh, I have never hated a man enough to give his diamonds back. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
She was married like 6 or 7 times,
yes,
wasn't she?
Yes, she was. My luck is so bad that if I bought a cemetery, people would stop dying. And of course, that has to be Rodney Dangerfield.
Say, yeah.
Yep.
No respect. No,
no respect. Money can't buy you happiness, but it does bring you a more pleasant form of misery. Spike Milligan. Until I was 13, I thought my name was Shut Up. Joe Namath.
Oh, the football player.
Yeah. I don't feel old. I don't feel anything until noon. Then it's time for my nap. Bob Hope said that. And here it just gives you the impression of just an ever-ready battery, man. He could go forever.
Energizer bunny there.
Yeah, that surprises me. I never drink water because of the disgusting things that fish do in it. W.C. Fields.
Wise man there.
Oh, here's from Will Rogers. We could certainly slow the aging process down if it had to work its way through Congress.
Oh, yeah, that would be for sure.
Yeah. Winston Churchill. Don't worry about avoiding temptation as you grow older. It will avoid you.
He's kind of lose interest in some of that.
Oh, Phyllis Diller. Maybe it's true that life begins at 50, but everything else starts to wear out, fall out, spread out, leak, or dry up. Phyllis Diller.
The crazy hair Phyllis Diller.
Yes. And Billy Crystal.
There's a lot of younger people that don't know who these people are. They need to Google them.
Yeah, they need to see what they did or watch the things that they were in, because they're highly entertaining people. By the time a man is wise enough to watch his step, he's too old to go anywhere. Billy Crystal came up with that.
I like
that.
Him.
And Kenneth Hendry. And the cardiologist diet, if it tastes good, spit it out. Security is our nearness to God, not our distance from danger.
All right, this holds true whenever you see an injustice being done to another individual or even a business. Remember that when you are glad the establishment is leaving you alone and going after someone else, you may be next. First, they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then, they came for the trade unionist. I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then, they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then, they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. That was from Martin Niemöller, who lived from 1892 to 1984, a prominent Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler and spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps. So, something to think about. You had us going on a really good thing, and then I kind of gave you like a,
I thought, boy, that's sombered everything up quickly. Oh, how about this? All that truly matters in the end is that you are loved.
There you go. We'll leave you on that one today on The Good Stuff.